Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Shire Mayor and Ordinary Council meeting for 27th of May 2025. I would like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today and pay our respects to elders past and emerging. I would like to welcome those in attendance and declare the meeting opened at 4:01. This meeting is being recorded on a digital audio device to assist with minute taking purposes. Public is reminded that copying or distribution of any part of the recording is not permitted. The Shire reserves all rights in relation to its copyright. To record of attendance, councillors in attendance are myself, Councillor Manning, Councillor Anderson, Councillor Billing, Councillor McKenzie, Councillor O'Neill, Councillor Vandermeer. The staff in attendance are Mr. Watts, Mrs. Bowen, Mr. Wall, and welcome to your first meeting. Mr. Zenny, Ms. Watt, and Ms. Cale. Welcome to Ms. Cale as well. There are no members of the public. There was one apology from Ms. Brinley Mullen, and there are no approved leave of absences. Public question time. There was no public question time for disclosure of interest. Councillor Watt, the CEO, declared a financial instrument, item 19.2. Councillor Billing and Councillor Anderson disclosed of interest of partiality in item 14.4. Five applications or absent leave of absent. Would anyone like to apply for a leave of absent for any upcoming meetings? Good. C, petitions and presentations. And nil. Seven, confirmation of previous minutes. Could I have, please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that the following minutes be confirmed as true and accurate records of proceedings. One ordinary council meeting held on the 29th of April 2025, and two special council meeting held on the 13th of May 2025.
Can I please have a seconder? Councillor McKenzie. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion?
No.
Councillor McKenzie, would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, put the motion to a vote by a show of hands. All those in favour? Carried. 7-0. Eight, announcement by the person presiding without discussion. There is nil. Nine, matters which the meeting may be closed to the public. Item 19.1, the lease of reserve 17767 and lot 1443 Meriden. And 19.2, the CEO annual performance review process. Item number 10, receipt of minutes of meetings. Could I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Manning.
I'll move that Council receive the minutes of the Great Eastern Country Zone meeting held 10th of April 2025, two receive the minutes of the Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held 1 May 2025, three receive the minutes of the Wheatbelt East Regional Organisation Council's board meeting held 7th May 2025, and four receive the minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held 27 May 2025.
Thank you, Councillor Manning. Can I have a seconder for the motion, please? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Manning, would you like to speak? Councillor O'Neill? And would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 7-0. Item 11, recommendation from committee meetings for council consideration. We have one recommendation from the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee held on the 27th of May 2025 for council consideration. Could I please have someone move their resolution on the screen? Councillor McKenzie.
The Council endorsed the following recommendations from the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting 27th May 2025, being one, item 6.1, the Council notes the review of the Risk Dashboard Report for May 2025 is presented in attachment 6.1, capital A, and endorses the Risk Dashboard Report for May 2025 as presented in attachment 6.1A. Two, item 6.2, that Council notes the review of the Shire of Meriden Risk Management Framework, May 2025, as presented in attachment 6.2, capital A, and endorses the updated Shire of Meriden Risk Management Framework, May 2025, as presented in attachment 6.2A. And three, item 6.3, that Council notes the Risk and Regulation Action Plan as tabled to the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee.
Thank you, Councillor McKenzie. Can I have a seconder for the motion? Thank you. Councillor O'Neill. Councillor McKenzie, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor O'Neill.
No,
is there anyone would like to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item number 12, Office Report Development Services 12.1, application for subdivision WAPC 201639, lot 7785, number 69 Hughes Road, Meriden. Could we have someone move the resolution on the screen? Thank you. Councillor O'Neill.
The Council advises the West Australian Planning Commission that it has no objection to the proposed subdivision of lot 7785, number 60 Hughes Road, Meriden. WAPC application number 201639, resulting in the creation of two new lots, proposed lot A, 3.2801 hectares, and proposed lot B, 124.052 hectares, as identified in attachment 12.1A. Subject to, one, the proposed boundary is not encroaching upon any existing structures or on-site effluent disposal facilities, and two, all new lots being connected to a constructed road by a crossover to the satisfaction of the Shire of Meriden.
Could I have a second for the motion? Councillor Billing. Councillor O'Neill, do you want to speak for the motion?
Yeah.
Councillor Billing, would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 7-0. Item 12.2, application for development approval, shed with reduced front setback, lot 501 Goldfields Road, Hines Hill. Could I have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Thank you. Councillor Billing.
I move that Council grants development planning approval for the erection of a shed incorporating a reduced front setback on lot 501 Goldfields Road, Hines Hill, as outlined in attachments 12.2A.
Could I please have a second for the motion? Councillor Anderson. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak for the motion? Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 7-0. Item 4.3, adoption of amended local planning strategy and ombudsman scheme amendment. Can I have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Vinning.
I'll move that Council 1 adopts the officer recommendations for each submission received following the advertising of the Shire of Meriden Local Planning Strategy, the 2024 strategy, in accordance with the schedule of submissions. 2 endorses the Shire of Meriden Local Planning Strategy, the 2024 strategy, as advertised without modification. 3 requests the WA Planning Commission's final approval for the Shire of Meriden Local Planning Strategy, the 2024 strategy. 4 adopts the officer recommendations for each submission received following the advertising of the Shire of Meriden Local Planning Scheme, number 6 amendment, number 8 omnibus, in accordance with the schedule of submissions. 5 supports the proposed amendment to the local planning scheme with proposed modifications to address issues raised in the submissions. And 6 requests the WA Planning Commission's recommendation for the Minister of Planning's final approval for the omnibus amendment.
Thank you, Councillor Manning. Can I have a second for the motion? Councillor McKenzie, Councillor Minnie, do you want to speak for the motion?
I think this is a really well-timed update to our local planning scheme, or amendment to our planning scheme, and also our strategy. It has changed since the strategy was first developed, and I think it will set us up hopefully for the next, well, who knows, 20 years in terms of planning for land use in our region and support the growth of our town. And I just want to acknowledge the amount of work that's been done to get to this point. It has been a big job.
Well said, Councillor Manning. Councillor McKenzie?
No, thank you.
Do you want to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 7-0. Item 12.4, proposed Shire of Meriden Parking Amendment Law 2025. Could I have someone move the resolution on the screen? Thank you. Councillor McKenzie.
The Council makes the Shire of Meriden Parking Amendment Law, Local Law 2025, as shown in Attachment 12.4A, to authorises the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to affix the Shire of Meriden Common Seal to the Shire of Meriden Parking Amendment Local Law 2025. 3 publishes the Local Law in the Government Gazette. 4 sends a copy to the Chief Executive Officer of the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries. 5 gives local police public notice in accordance with 3.126 of the Local Government Act 1995 after Gazettal, And A, stating the title of the local law. B, summarising the purpose and effect of the local law and specifying the day on which it comes into operation. C, advising that copies of the local law may be inspected or obtained from the Shire officers. Six, sends a copy of the local law and duly completed explanatory memorandum signed by the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to the West Australian Parliamentary Joint Standing Committee on Delegated Legislation. And seven, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to take any other action necessary to progress the gazettal of the amendment local law.
Thank you, Councillor McKenzie. Would someone like to second that motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor McKenzie, would you like to comment?
Thanks.
Councillor Vandermeer.
Nothing.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 7-0. Item 12.5, application for development approval, provision of freestanding cover over historic cart at the Meriden Railway Museum. Could we have someone, Councillor Billing?
I move that Council grants development approval for the erection of a freestanding cover to be placed over historic cart at the Meriden Railway Museum located on portion of Reserve 10359, lot 1503, number 45 Barrack Street, at the outlined in as outlined in attachment 12.5A, subject to compliance with requirements outlined in the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage correspondence dated 29th of April 2025, as shown in attachments 12.5A.
Thank you, Councillor Billing. Can I have a second for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion?
No.
Councillor O'Neill, would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 7-0. Item 14, Office Report, Corporate and Community Services. Excuse me. Item 14.1, Statement of Financial Activity, April 2025. Could I have someone move the Office's recommendation on the screen, please? Councillor Billing.
I move that Council 1 receives a Statement of Financial Activity and Investment Report for the period ending 30th of April 2025 in accordance with Regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996 and 2 approves amendments to the Shire of Meriden 2024-25 Annual Budget as per the following table pursuant to Section 6.81B of the Local Government Act 1995, see table below.
Thank you, Councillor Billing. Can we have someone second the motion? Councillor McKenzie. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion?
No.
Councillor McKenzie. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 7-0. Item 14.2, list of accounts paid April 2025. Could we have someone move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Anderson.
The Council received a schedule of accounts paid during April 2025 as listed, covering cheques, EFTs, direct debited payments and wages, as numbered and totalling $642,118.50 from the Meriden Shire Council Municipal Bank Account and zero from the Meriden Shire Council Trust Bank Account.
Could we have someone second the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Councillor O'Neill, would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 7-0. Item 14.3, Differential Rating Strategy 2025-26. Would someone like to move the resolution on the screen?
Suspend standing orders?
Councillor Vandermeer?
I'd like to move that we suspend standing orders.
Would someone like to second that motion? Councillor Billing?
Any question, Meg? Still
here. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Did we just vote on it? Yep. Could we have someone? Could we have show of hands if we move the motion for moving on the motion for carried 7-0? That's what I meant. Councillor Vandermeer.
Okay, it's just good to have a bit of a discussion about it before we make a final decision.
Yeah.
Discussion would follow sort of similar conventions. So obviously, as the space member saying orders, I would suggest that Councillor Vandermeer speaks. Obviously, he's got position, and then it's again open to the floor. So again, there's no for and against. But one thing I would suggest is that it's one opportunity to speak. There's not multiple parts of the cherry, please. Otherwise, we'll.
Councillor Vandermeer?
I think, yeah, as we know, we need to raise rates, like to keep things going. We've been doing a lot of things within the town. So thanks, Leah, for putting up nearly every increase we could see. Look, 1%, as shown, does make a fair bit of difference to us. Just with the projects we've got going and what we've been doing, I think we can afford to raise it around that 7% mark.
Which is option 5?
Option 5, 7% increase.
Would anyone else like to speak?
So I talked about the 9% earlier, and but I stick with that idea. I think when you think of the increase, that's significant considering what we are doing in town, especially when you're thinking about the rec centre, the basketball course, as well as the bowling club. And also in time, you never know. It could be very good as a preemptive strike when we're talking about the pool, which I think is going to be a massive financial issue. So I'm thinking about the now, but also the future.
Anyone else like to speak?
I think we just probably need to, because we don't have our forward 10-year plan, it's a bit difficult to, and we have seen the figures that have been very thoroughly provided by Mrs. Bowen, which is really appreciated. I think we do need to strike a balance between, you know, meeting some needs of the and expectations of the community, but also understanding that there are also current cost of living pressures. So this will be an impost on potentially some of our ratepayers. So my preference would be around that 7% mark, just between, you know, we had a 9% a couple of years ago and 5% last year, and maybe 7% is middle ground.
Councillor Lee, have you got any thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I was expecting the 6% thinking, so I'm happy to go for 7% bit, but as long as, you know, people can see what that extra $50,000 is going to, not just like Phil said, sometimes be wasted in other little things that people can't see. So if we've got that vision, we can, yeah, push on. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Councillor Anderson?
A lot of people won't be able to afford what you do anyway. My big thing is, as long as we're seen to be spending the money wisely, if it means feel good, you know, your voted fleet needs to be put back a year. We have to tighten our belts as well as everyone else. So it's sort of, you know, like that sort of thing. We just can't be seen to be flashy. We're going to put, you know, dollars up. We've got to spend it exactly where it's got to go, and, you know, very wisely.
Councillor O'Neill?
Yeah, I just think there's a lot of needed upgrades for the community at the moment, and they will benefit a lot of the community. So I think it's important that we work towards them. But, yeah, keeping in mind the cost of living and how it's going to impact our landlords, I think it's, yeah, really important.
I would feel the same way. I think cost of living at the moment is horrendous, and there are a lot of people struggling out there, but we're also a shire who need to provide a service and our costs aren't getting any cheaper either. So, yeah, I'm quite happy to sit at 7%. So does someone want to move that we resume standing orders? I'm sorry, has anyone else got anything to say? You're all happy? Okay, sorry. Councillor O'Neill?
Council resumes standing orders at 4:21 p.m.
Would someone like to second that motion? Councillor Anderson, all those in favour? Carried 7-0. Councillor Vandermeer, would you like to remove the rest of the screen?
Shorter than I've got here. That council, one, adopt for a draft budget purpose, for draft budget purposes, option 5, as stated in the item, as a differential rate in the dollar and minimum payments for unimproved value rates, rates properties for the Shire of Meriden, subject to finalisation of the draft 2025-26 annual budget and the establishment of the funding shortfall required from imposition of rates on gross rental value rated properties. Oh. And Tony, those small things. To advertise its intention to levy differential rates on unimproved value properties for the 2025-26 budget and advise the public of the availability of the Shire of Meriden's 2025-26 differential rating. Objects and reasons updated to suit the option selected by Council in accordance with the Section 6.36 of Local Government Act 1995 and 3. Notes any public submissions received in response to item 2 above will be presented to Council for consideration prior to adoption of the 2025-26 rates.
Thank you, Councillor Vandermeer. Can I have a seconder for the motion? Thanks. Councillor Manning? Councillor Vandermeer, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Manning?
Thank you.
Do we just have anyone speak against the motion? With a show of hands, all those in favour of the motion. Carried 7-0. 14.4, the annual community funding. Councillor Anderson has declared an impartiality interest in this item. We have someone move the resolution on the screen. Councillor O'Neill.
That council provide financial support to the following community projects, being a cash and in-kind for the following amounts and under the following conditions. One, the Meriden Community Resource Centre provides support of $10,000. B, acknowledges support provided by the Shire of Meriden in all promotional material. C, provides details to the Shire of Meriden for each event 6 weeks prior to each event. D, provides the Shire of Meriden a report upon completion of the project. 2, Meriden Show Inc. A, provides support of $10,000. B, acknowledges the support provided by the Shire of Meriden in all communication and media material. C, provides the Shire of Meriden a report upon completion of the event. 3, Wheatbelt Aged Care Community Support Services Inc. A, provides support of $2,000. B, acknowledges support provided by the Shire of Meriden in all media material. C, provides the Shire of Meriden a report upon completion of the program. 4, endorse an allocation of $22,000 per financial year in the draft annual budget for a term of 3 years, commencing 2025-26, for the ongoing support of the community projects listed in the recommendations. And 5, note a review of the proposed financial support will be conducted in March 2028 to determine the continued need.
Thank you, Councillor O'Neill. Can I have a second? Councillor McKenzie?
No, can I just go query? Is it Wheatbelt Ag Care or Age Care? I thought it was Ag Care.
Ag.
Yeah. Well, it was read as age.
Sorry.
Sorry,
not a query too. And with the show one, is it? Because it doesn't actually say in kind, or does that need to say that in kind? It's not actually a check. That's the only.
It says being in cash and in kind. It's not broken down. It's the same as that relates to the that's attached to an item. Yep. So can I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor McKenzie. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, just a great project by some local community groups that I think are great for our community.
Yeah. Councillor McKenzie?
Yeah, agree. Councillor O'Neill.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Oh, sorry.
Question. D provides to the Shire a Meriden report upon completion of the project. Have we received them in the past? I know they're in, they've been in the motion in the past. Have we been receiving those?
Through the chair, to check that there are notice and chase it on. My response next day or two.
Thank you.
Anyone would like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 7-0. Item 15, Office of Report Administration, confirmation of land value. Could we have someone move the resolution on the screen? Thank you. Councillor Manning.
I'll move that Council declares that it believes the valuation undertaken of 108 to 110 Barrack Street, Merrick Street, Meriden, as shown in attachment 15.1A, is a true indication of the value of the time of the proposed disposition.
Can we have a second for the motion? Councillor Billing. Councillor Manning, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Billing. Anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 16, motion for which previous notice has been given is nil. Item 17, question by members of which due notice has been given is nil. Item 18, urgent business approved by the person presiding or by decision is nil. Item 19, matters behind closed doors. In accordance with section 5.232BCE23 of the Local Government Act 1995, Council will go behind closed doors to discuss these matters. Can I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Councillor McKenzie.
I move that Council move behind closed doors and that standing orders be suspended at 4:28pm.
Can we have a second for the motion? Councillor McKenzie. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. I'll now read the resolution that was passed behind closed doors. Item 19.1, lease of reserve 17767 and lot 1443 Meriden. That Councillor... Sorry.
Councillor Vandermeer.
Councillor Vandermeer moved and Councillor...
Anderson
second, sorry. That Council approved the lease of 17767 and lot 1443 Meriden to the Meriden Communities Menshed Incorporation for the period of 5 years, commencing at the end of February 2026 and expiring at the end of February 2031 at a cost of $550 per year for the purpose of cropping and or grazing, with cost of preparing and maintaining fire breaks during the fire season to be borne by the Meriden Community Sheds Corporation. Number two, note the inclusion of the agreement of an early termination with notice for any reason that Shire of Meriden may determine. Item three, note that the Meriden Community Membership Incorporated be directed to ensure that the cropping grazing be carried out in a manner that does not contaminate the land and ensures minimal inconvenience to residential neighbours. And four, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to sign the lease to the Meriden Communities Membership Incorporated. It was carried 7-0. Item 19.2, the CEO annual performance process, was moved by Councillor McKenzie and seconded by Councillor Vandermeer. That Council, one, note that the whole Council form the Chief Executive Officer's Performance Review Committee, and two, appoints Extra Mile Developments Proprietary Limited to conduct the Chief Executive Officer's annual performance review for a maximum of a 3-year period. And it was carried 7-0. And moving on to item number 20, the closure. And there being no further business, I would like to thank those in attendance and declare the meeting closed at 4:38 p.m.